Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. A big shout out to super producer, host, David Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City, holding it down on the boards. And we got a busy 3 hours for you. Okay, it's Wednesday night. You know what I do on Wednesday nights? Do you? Is this your first time listening? I don't know. Maybe it is. I bring you a new top six list. And in an hour from now, I'm going to give you the top six teams that absolutely need a quarterback. I'm talking about desperate. Half of the NFL needs to wake up and have a signal caller. Half of the NFL is probably not thrilled with who they have throwing the football. But I'm going to tell you the top six who absolutely need it. Okay, we've heard and seen so much over the past few weeks from the NFL Combine, hearing from the draft prospects. We hear about the quarterbacks who have and want and need new contracts. We know Lamar Jackson, he got tagged. We got somebody like Daniel Jones. He gets a new deal. And so we can probably cross a few of these teams off of the list. And you know what? Speaking of Daniel Jones, he spoke. I told you yesterday. Daniel Jones got a new contract. Unfortunately, Lamar Jackson did not. Daniel Jones got his deal, 4 years, $160 million. And he was actually asked today, man, did you want $45 million a year to start off with? This is what Daniel Jones said.
There was plenty of numbers thrown out, and some may have been true, some may not have been true. So it's a negotiation. That's, you know, part of it.
Yeah, bro, the answer is yes. Thank you, Daniel Jones, for the insight as to your contract situation. He doesn't care. 4 years, $160 million. Let's see over the next 4 years if he can go out and clock every penny of that money. Let's see if he can have success long term with the New York Giants. So we'll give you that top six list in an hour from now. It's also been a very, very busy day in the world of sports. We're going to talk about Jim Boeheim deciding to call it quits. I'm here starting at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you missed last hour, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app. That's AUDACY. Thank you to everybody locked in on your local affiliate and everybody listening on SiriusXM 158. We talked about Sean Kemp. Unfortunately, Sean Kemp has been booked on an alleged shooting via drive-by. No one has been hurt. No one was injured. This took place in Tacoma, Washington earlier on this afternoon. We do not have details outside of a gun was found on the scene. There was an argument between two parties, and Sean Kemp got arrested. I'm sure we're going to hear a whole lot more of this over the next several hours, over the next several days. We also learned that Ja Morant, unfortunately, well, I guess fortunately for him, there will be no criminal charges pressed via Glendale police right outside of Colorado. They didn't get any complaints. They didn't even necessarily have additional or further evidence of a gun. And so right after that, the Memphis Grizzlies released their own statement saying that Ja Morant will miss at minimum the next four games. And I told you, I believe Ja Morant, either way, he should be sitting out until next season. Let's see if the NBA comes down with its own punishment, given the fact that they are also conducting their own investigation. And so the news today, a lot of it has not been positive. It sucks. You know, we had a caller right before the break. It seems that he took issue with, you know, everybody can have a bad day or have bad things happen. You're damn right. That's Earth. That's reality. And what I always do is just try to give you the common sense approach. I try to tell you what the hell is going on, the good, the bad, the in-between. And I think if you actually follow me or know me, I actually try to do a hell of a lot of positive. I try to highlight a lot of positive things going on in the world, how you can utilize sports for good. You don't have to look any further than how about a new show that I launched called Agents of Inclusion, which is all about positivity and encouraging and pushing other people forward. So I'm never going to come on air and go, well, that happened, so we need to do this. Oh, well, that was so terrible, we're going to ignore this. Man, we know the world got a lot of problems. The world got a lot of issues. I'm never going to run away from them. I'm never going to decide not to address them in a rational, educated way. And if you've listened long enough, you probably already know that. But anyway, go ahead. Search the new podcast, Odyssey, Special Olympics, JR Sport Brief Productions, Agents of Inclusion. You want to be inspired? You want positivity? Go ahead and find it right there. As every single Wednesday, we tell some of the most amazing stories that you will ever hear. And a lot of these stories I dare to share with you, I've had some of these individuals on the JR Sport Brief Show before. So there's always a whole lot of balance in everything that I decide to share with you here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of balance, sometimes you got to know when to hold them. Sometimes you got to know when to fold them. Sometimes you got to know when to open up shop. Sometimes you got to know when to close up shop. It's a little bit of the yin. It's a little bit of the yang. And this is the cool part of the basketball season. This is a cool part of the sports calendar. Super Bowl just wrapped. NFL has all of its free agency rumors. NBA going towards the playoffs. Major League Baseball getting ready to kick off this year. The World Baseball Classic. And then it's March. Everybody's getting ready for March Madness. Unless you're Syracuse. And unless you're Jim Boeheim. Where you finish a season, another sad season, at least this time it's not below 500, but at 17-15, Syracuse is basically done. They didn't go to the tournament last year. They lost via buzzer beater 77-74 to Wake Forest this afternoon. And what did that mean? We had another sad Jim Boeheim press conference following the game where he was pretty miserable. And what else is new? Jim Boeheim has seemingly, especially more recently, made a career, become internet fodder for being miserable after games, for having an attitude with student reporters from his own college. And Jim Boeheim, I don't want to say he's finally been shown the door, but he's gone. And the precursor to a lot of it was at his post-game press conference. He was asked about his retirement. He was asked whether or not he wanted to stay, leave, go, retire. And he basically had no answers. Take a listen to this.
I've just been lucky to be able to coach this long. I think you missed it. I gave my retirement speech on the court last Saturday, and I gave it in the press conference afterwards, and nobody except William Payne figured it out.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
Okay, but so what are you saying? You're not saying you're retiring, but you're not saying...
I just said it. I don't know.
So you don't know. Okay.
I said, this is up to the university.
And you're not sure whether you're, how will you make a determination about when you will come back?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Oh my God. When you have that many responses, it's time to go. And go he did. He's no longer the head coach of Syracuse. Jim Boeheim is gone after 47 years here leading this squad. Adrian Autry, his former point guard, his now former assistant from New York City, is going to take over the head coaching job. He's going to be the first man to coach Syracuse basketball since 1975. Jim Boeheim got things going in 1976. He has coached this team for almost 50 years. That's half a century. And he has been ridiculously successful. The only person who has more wins than Jim Boeheim happens to be somebody who quit last year. His name is Coach K. Jim Boeheim's been to 5 Final Fours. He won that championship with Carmelo Anthony. You might remember that. He went into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2005. He has about 100 vacated wins. He'd still be behind Coach K. Sorry about that. 35 times in the NCAA tournament, 10 Big East titles. Jim Boeheim is one of the most decorated college basketball coaches ever. He's 78 years old right now, and he's been known more so recently for just being cranky. If you didn't hear him being cranky today, you retiring? I gave a retirement speech last week. Nobody caught on. Do you want to retire? It's not up to me. Well, I guess the school finally made the decision. It was reported that a decision was made after the game, not to fire the guy, and they wouldn't use such a word, but to move on. Do you fire a Jim Boeheim? Does he retire? It seems that he was just ready to do whatever the school wanted them to do, and he didn't want to say he left on his own terms. What's the big problem? What was he just going to be stuck with them until they said we had enough? Apparently so. I guess Jim Boeheim would have stuck around for another 10 years if they would have just let him sit on the bench. But it's time to go. He's been even more surly, even more miserable over the years. If you thought today's press conference was kind of nauseating, where it seems like he got retirement advice from Aaron Rodgers. About a month ago, he was asked about one of his players, Benny Williams, and was he going to play? Was he not going to play? Why wasn't he available? And Jim Boeheim, in talking to the local reporters, just found a way to insult him.
Coach, what's the status on Benny Williams?
Is that your question? That's the most important question you have?
He was not on the court today.
Is that your most important question here?
I'm just curious. He wasn't on the court.
I will answer it. Your attitude isn't really good either. Benny took a personal day. He will be back at practice on Wednesday. That's it? We have that question. That's all we have. That's typical in Syracuse. It is.
Wow. You know, part of being a coach is being a liaison to the public, being a liaison to the media, representing the school and the university and communicating with the media. Well, and Jim Boeheim has been grumpy for a good portion of his time in the public. But if you can't do that part of the job, then maybe it's time to leave. It's not just the recruiting. It's not just the X's and O's. It's not just going out there and running your zone defense, Jim Boeheim. You got to communicate. And if you don't want to do that part of it, then yeah, it was time to go. What you just heard was about a month ago. It was only a couple of years ago. Everybody's dealing in the pandemic. And Jim Boeheim went after another reporter. He's like, hey, you don't even play basketball. You're short. You're 5 foot nothing. What the hell are you talking to me for? He didn't exactly say that, but here, you take a listen.
I think it's hard to
go 9-7 in this league. I think this is a difficult league, very difficult. And I think these guys have done a great job this year.
Our next question is from Anthony.
But if I had played Jesse and Kadari, we'd probably be 22-2 now. I just didn't see that. And I couldn't figure that out by myself after 45 years. I need a reporter to figure that out who's never played basketball and is 5'2".
Jim Boeheim, at least he can go home, I guess, now. He said he doesn't know what his future holds and, you know, is he going to be an advisor? I don't know. Just stay home. Get a hug, man. He was able to coach his kids. He was able to win a championship. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. And now he gets to stay at home and just be a full-time grump. If you're going to be that miserable, then don't bother coaching. It was due. Congratulations to Syracuse for finally moving on. A couple of years ago, they were in the tournament, looked like they had a chance. Days are over. Had a losing season. This year, that tournament is not staring them in the face, 17-15. They haven't won 20 games in about 4 years. And Jim Boeheim losing to Wake Forest, that's it. So after about half a century leading this team, Jim Boeheim is the next dude to go. We saw Coach K last year. We've seen Roy Williams go. Jim Boeheim is out the door. At least the other guys, even Coach K, he's not even as miserable as Jim Boeheim has been. So I don't want to be as mean to say good riddance to Jim Boeheim. But whatever he does next, I hope that he can find a lot of happiness here in life by not having to talk basketball with student reporters. Good for him. And good luck to Adrian Autry, who played high school basketball in the Boogie Down Bronx, New York. I don't know if he'll stick around for 50 years, but hopefully he'll be nicer. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back from break, I'll pick up the phone lines if you want to give me a holler. And then I got to tell you about somebody else. One guy has to probably put his phone down, and the other guy probably needs to stay at home. The one is Calvin Ridley of the Jaguars, and the other one is Tiger Woods. Guess which one is which? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Get off my lawn.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
A long-time listener, but first-time caller. I just want to say I love your show because you keep it real. You're all about the people, from what I can tell. I mean, you're as real as it gets.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Jim Boeheim is gone. Almost 50 years as the head coach at Syracuse. Almost 50 years he's gone. Took over in 1976. Won a championship in 2003 with Carmelo. Famous for the zone defense. More recently, very famous for getting just very mean with reporters. Especially the student reporters from his own school. It's like, whoa, slow down. These are not, it's not Bob Costas and Jim Gray asking you questions out here, man. This is some student. You got to be a jerk to the kids. Anyway, Jim Boeheim is gone. His assistant, former point guard for Syracuse, Adrian Autry, takes over. In other college basketball coaching news, I don't know how likely this is or how people will respond to this in Nashville. Chris Beard, who had his own issues on the way out, from taking over with Texas. He had the domestic dispute with his wife, and then she changed her mind that that took place, and now he's gone, and now it says that he is the front runner to be the head coach at Ole Miss. And so there's just a lot of controversy swirling. Today was the day for everything to drop. And even this was just, I'm not shocked. I thought last week Tiger Woods handing a feminine hygiene product to a fellow golfer was going to be like the big Tiger Woods news for the year. And Tiger Woods is in the news again. His ex-girlfriend, a woman by the name of Erica Herman. When you're Tiger Woods, you get in a relationship. You don't just meet him at a bar. You don't just find him on, I don't know, Tinder. But you meet the man, and you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. You got to sign on a dotted line to date Tiger Woods. I ain't going to sue you. I don't want no money. I'm not going to talk publicly. Our relationship is our relationship, and I'm not going to go yapping. Well, Tiger Woods and this woman ended their relationship in October, and it hit the news today that she is seeking $30 million, basically saying we can throw the NDA out because I was harassed, which would be grounds for her being able to speak out against whatever. She's saying that Tiger Woods just ended the relationship, locked her out of his home, and that she's now owed and she wants $30 million. Hey, Shep, you ever had a breakup go that bad?
I've never heard of a breakup in general going that bad. He locked this woman out of their house?
Herman claims she's owed $30 million after she was locked out of the residence. Her personal belongings were removed, and she was informed she could not return. She said that more than $40,000 in cash was also misappropriated. So the gist of this is, and she also says that she was told to, hey, go out on a vacation. And while she was going to the airport, etc., that she was alerted that, you know, the locks were changed. She was no longer welcome. So you can figure out what order, you know, people have their quarrels and issues, etc. Tiger Woods didn't want to be with her no more, it appears, that they broke up. And the next thing you know is now she's suing for $30 million. We don't know the details, but that's the gist of it.
Well, she picked an appropriate day to do it. And I'm not saying that facetiously, by the way.
Well, this was filed. I don't think this was filed today.
Got it.
This became public knowledge and blew up today.
You're going to think I'm
documents,
nuts.
She filed this just after they broke up in October.
Gotcha.
This became, you know, you start digging through lawsuits, you find things, and this became public knowledge and blew up today.
JR, I have a question for you. I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot. In all honesty, if you are Erica Herman's, and that's her name, I believe, if you are her friend, why the hell are you co-signing and not speaking up about the guy you are literally getting into bed with, knowing this man's history with women?
Oh, why? So you're asking me, why would somebody date Tiger Woods?
Why would anyone in their right mind or wrong mind
sign an NDA or date him? Which one?
Date him. Like, why would you even put yourself in that world?
I think for the same reason that she is she's suing him now. I believe at one point in time, she had managed one of his restaurants.
Okay.
And that appears to have led to their relationship, which I would assume would then have led to their dating.
Man. He's just—it's the thing that's a shame about this, JR, is that like golf is known for being the gentleman's game, you just don't hear a lot of good things said about Tiger Woods. I'm not saying you're trying to. This is not a Tiger Woods hit piece, but it just seems like he doesn't do himself any favors on and off the golf course because he's the greatest to ever pick up a club, but he's never going to have the same reputation nor character of Arnie or Jack or Gary. It just seems like he has been such a I know he's been amazing in terms of the boom of the sport and the way technology has adapted and Tiger proofing and commercial endorsements for other golfers and all that. But he has been such an insult and such a reprehension for his sport in the same breath.
Well, I mean, he was a noted sex addict. I mean, he was chased out of his home the day after Thanksgiving by his ex-wife. Why do people date anybody? I assume you either love them, you want something from them, or maybe a combination of the two. And she's suing him for $30 million. I think it's apparent what she wants out of him right now.
You interviewed his one of his exes. You didn't think about bringing him up, did you, in that conversation?
Who, me?
Yes, you did.
Whose ex?
You interviewed
one of his exes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow.
Yes.
Lindsey Vonn. Yes. You're right. You're right. When did we talk to Lindsey Vonn? Like September, October?
That sounds about right, yeah.
November?
Sounds about right. It was a few months ago.
So what do? Do we call Lindsey Vonn back and go, did you see this coming?
Lindsey Vonn got out when she could have. And she seems lovely, by the way. So the fact that Tiger was able to pull that off is a mystery. International one at that.
Who else has seen? You know who? I've actually also interviewed Danica Patrick. I've interviewed Danica, too. I interviewed Danica Patrick right before her relationship with Aaron Rodgers went public.
Got you.
And she was sweet, too. And I'm saying to myself, right, after the fact, I'm like, but this is the facts. You know, okay, I can interview people. There's some people you know better than others. There's some people you hang out with. You consider them to be your friends. You never know in passing. And this is what I never do. I'm not going to judge anybody ever on one interaction. It has to be a string of occurrences before I personally take a hardline stance. I'm going to have to see a behavior before I go, okay, this is a no-go. But to your point, Tiger Woods, like, the only reason I think anybody would date him is you really fell in love or fell head over heels for him. Or you just said, I need the money that comes with it.
Yeah. He's the, and Jared, correct me if I'm wrong. I know LeBron's a billionaire. MJ's a billionaire. Tiger, I don't know if there's a fourth. Those three are the athletes that are billionaire. Maybe Ronaldo, but I think it's just those three. Can you imagine?
No, Ronaldo, he's probably earned that.
Right.
But I don't think he's crossed over into the worth yet. No.
Can you imagine how much Tiger would be worth without the women problems?
Oh, he'd be there. He'd be in that flat billion. He'd be in that category faster. I think he just became a billionaire a few months ago.
Yes. No, him, LeBron, and Michael. And I think there's others that will be in that position as well. But
sure.
Yeah, it's just, I don't, if you are a woman, please steer clear of Eldrick Tiger Woods. That's a PSA, JR. I just felt like I'd get that in there.
Or you can try to hit him for $30 million.
That's true, too. It's not an easy payday, though.
One of the two. Yeah, I don't know if, look, I don't think Tiger Woods is going to run out of money and lawyers. So good luck to her in trying to squeeze anything out of that. I don't know. A wild story. I thought the feminine hygiene thing was going to be enough, but what month are we in? March?
Yeah, it's flying by, man.
We got two unflattering Tiger Woods stories, and God knows what will take place between now and, let's say, June. Ugh, wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. In 30 minutes, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the top six teams in the NFL that absolutely need a quarterback. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about two wide receivers. One needs to put his phone down, hopefully for good, and the other, he might be moving on to a new team. We're going to talk about DeAndre Hopkins. We're going to talk about Calvin Ridley. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Just want to commend you, man, kind of what the other caller said. Patience of a saint, and man, I just respect you so much. How professional you are, and man, just, you know, mature. You know, I mean, you're getting attacked, but yet you took the high ground. You know, you stayed professional and stayed being a good man. So I just commend you on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. In 20 minutes, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at NFL teams, the top NFL teams that absolutely need a quarterback. Make sure you stay tuned. That is coming at the top of the hour. You know, we talked about Tiger Woods and his issues. And today, via the Players Tribune, which every now and then, I feel every couple of months, we get a good piece out of the Players Tribune. I don't think it is what it fully intended to be, which was just an entire news source by players for players. But it still is a place where every now and then we get an insightful article. You might remember wide receiver Calvin Ridley. He's now a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was here in Atlanta playing for the Falcons, and he was traded November to the Jags. And so now he'll be another weapon along with Evan Ingram for Trevor Lawrence. And Calvin Ridley, when healthy, is a damn good wide receiver. I think you can clock him in that 1,000-yard, 10-touchdown range. Now, why hasn't he played? We know that dating back to last year, around this time, about a year ago, he was suspended for the entire 2022 season for placing bets. He was on the Hard Rock Sportsbook mobile app, and it was reported that he was placing bets the season before, November 23rd, November 28th. He got called in by the NFL. He was told, you can't do that. You gots to go. And so Calvin Ridley actually published an entire piece today that was distributed on the Players Tribune that gave a little bit more detail, that he didn't just bet on the Falcons because he had inside information. He talked about his issues. He gave a little bit more issues. He says he was depressed. He was in a dark place. I think anyone here in Atlanta would certainly remember that. He had to step away from the team for a while to take care of his own issues. He detailed he was playing through a broken foot, that in order to play football, he literally had to take Toradol shots every week. Calvin Ridley had to take over for Julio when Julio ended up in Tennessee. And that, man, the weight of the world just started to come down on him. It wasn't just the injury. He said that he happened to come home from a game one day, and unfortunately, this is another element here in Atlanta. But he came home one day with his wife, with his child, and there were cops outside the home. His house was broken into. And in reviewing the surveillance footage, that people went into his house with guns drawn. And it could have been him. It could have been his wife, his daughter. They could have all been there. And we know the situation could have been very, very different. The team, Falcons, went to play in London. He decided that he could not do that and leave his family at the time. And so when you compound all of these issues on top of each other, Calvin Ridley says, yeah, I made a dumb decision. Like, I bet on games. I bet on my own team. I thought I was just supporting them, and I made a dumb decision. And in this article, which is a very good read, goes even deeper into his life growing up and how football saved him and provided him an opportunity and outlet. It's very good if you can check it out on the Players Tribune. And now we'll see Calvin Ridley. He has been reinstated, and he is going to be an excellent addition to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I commend him for, at the end of the day, taking accountability and not making excuses. Right after the fact, Calvin Ridley was kind of on a tweet storm when these allegations came out, kind of lowering them, like, oh, this is no big deal, nothing's going on. And then we know he got booted, suspended for the whole season. And he's not the only wide receiver in the news. DeAndre Hopkins is in the news. Yeah, the five-time Pro Bowler, the man with the gigantic hands, one-arm catch. Unfortunately, we haven't seen him a lot over the past year. He blew out his MCL. He comes back. Well, he doesn't come back. He suspended 6 games this past season to start for violating the NFL's policy on PEDs. He comes back to the Cardinals. And we know that Kyler Murray has to go out. And then he's on the receiving end of passes from Colt McCoy and even Trace McSorley, who couldn't find his own teammate if he needed to. And so we know the Cardinals are in a period of transition. Kyler Murray is hurt. Cliff Kingsbury is gone. In comes Jonathan Gannon from the Eagles. Steve Keim is also gone. Monty Olsenfort comes in to be general manager and run the team. And DeAndre Hopkins was talking to Pat McAfee. I guess they couldn't get Aaron Rodgers on the line. And DeAndre Hopkins basically said, yeah, I know I might be in line to be traded, but I ain't worried about it.
You know, I've been hearing a lot of trade talks, but, you know, I take things day for day, man. I don't look forward to the future. I live in the present moment. Right now, the Arizona Cardinals is, you know, is the team and the roster that I'm on. And, you know, I'm preparing myself for whatever the future holds. You know, so I don't really look forward to the future. I let you guys do that talk.
Yeah. What they keeping him for? He's under contract for two more years. This upcoming season and then 2024. What's the urgency in keeping him on? I mean, if you're going to go through a rebuilding process, he's going to be 31 years old. Can't you get additional assets by trade? DeAndre Hopkins, yeah, when he plays, he's good. He didn't even come back and play. I think he went down again with an ankle injury. There are going to be some teams out there that need a wideout. A couple of teams need it. Dallas Cowboys, are they going to trade for him? I wouldn't. You got a team like the Chicago Bears, they need wide receiver help. Would they trade for him? I wouldn't. I'd try to go young. But there's always going to be some team that's willing to go for it that needs a vet. I don't know. Maybe if the Baltimore Ravens can figure things out with Lamar Jackson, maybe they decide to take a shot. Get him legitimate wide receiver one help. 855-212-4CBS. Caleb, he's calling from Maine. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Caleb?
I think that keeping Tony Pollard and Sten, like, trying to hold on to CD and everything is a good call. Caleb,
I can barely hear you. The first thing I heard was the name Tony Pollard. Can you state your question again?
Can you hear me now? My bad, bro. I didn't know you could hear me. I'm here, man. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
All right, man. I was just going to ask you what your thoughts were on, like, the Dallas Cowboys and their future and stuff like that. If you thought Mike McCarthy's a very good coaching option in the future, if they should switch things up.
Unfortunately, I think the Dallas Cowboys are running in quicksand right now, Caleb. I don't think they're going to win anything with Mike McCarthy. If you were to ask me just kind of flat and period, do I think they're going to win anything with Dak? I don't think so, and that's not to take anything away from Dak. I don't know if they have the right pieces around him. I mean, year by year, we've lost, or Dak has lost, different wide receivers. Amari Cooper is gone. We know Des Bryant is out of the picture. You look at the running backs, Ezekiel Elliott certainly doesn't appear to have the burst or is always hurt more recently. Tony Pollard just broke his leg, and he's going to be tasked with returning. The Dallas Cowboys, there's nothing exciting about them. Like, what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys that makes you go, oh, man, can't wait to see what? Like, what? And we got a whole offseason in front of us. We do. Thank God their defense isn't historically trash like it was a few years ago. They were able to draft and pick up young pieces, whether it's Diggs or Parsons. But the Dallas Cowboys, they're just, I know this sounds weird to say, they are an average to good team. And I don't know what they can do between now and August that will make me go, oh my God, the Dallas Cowboys are now a championship team. It just is nothing there moving the needle for me. Shep, what do you say? Dallas Cowboys is seeming to me like in football purgatory.
It's a great point, JR. I mean, look, the face of the franchise has been Dak Prescott. He's good, sometimes very good, depending on the season. With Cooper Rush, there was a lot of conversation that it seemed like the defense carried them. But to your point, Tony Pollard's not the running back of anyone elite. Zeke has really, really dipped the last couple of years. His burst is well behind him. I don't trust Mike McCarthy in play calling. I certainly don't trust him when it comes to time clock management. No, they're good, but they're not going to get to the top of the mountaintop. Not even close. Not with Dak and not with McCarthy, unfortunately.
I forgot about this. They brought in Brian Schottenheimer as their offensive coordinator. And he's come on board. He's been kind of a, I don't want to call him an assistant, but that's basically what he's been. The last time I remember him, he was with the Seahawks. And then even before that, more than a decade ago, he was calling plays, I believe, for like Chad Pennington and his pea shooter arm.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry. And the NFL has changed. It's just, I'm sorry. I don't have no damn hope for the Cowboys. I don't think anything's going to change. We got Jacob here from Maine. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jacob? Hey, Jacob, you're live.
What's going on, JR? How's it going, man?
I'm very well. Go ahead, quickly.
I was just curious about your thoughts on the Patriots and if they should hold. I mean, I know a lot of the fans are thinking hold on to Mac Jones, and they're not sure. I was wondering what your thoughts were.
Well, I gotta kind of lean onto someone who plays with and next to Mac Jones. I know the McCourtys, and if Devin McCourty, and I trust him at his word a whole hell of a lot, if Devin McCourty believes in Mac Jones, I ain't going to question what Devin says at all. And I think we've seen what Mac Jones can be, even at an early portion of his career. We don't know the ceiling, but I think he's proven that he can be a starting quarterback on a winning team. The Dallas Cowboys, excuse me, still talking about them damn Cowboys, the Patriots haven't necessarily had the best offensive weapons, even while he's been there. And last year was a complete you-know-what show from the offense. From day one, Bill Belichick made a mistake, and he's just like, yeah, we ain't got no coordinator. Or at least I'm not formally going to name one. We got Matt Patricia here. We got Joe Judge there. We got me, and we just going to run an offense. And we saw the results. They were disastrous for Mac Jones, and he went backwards. I think he can play quarterback in the NFL. I think he can start. I think they can win with him. Can they do better? Yeah, there are a lot of teams that can do better at quarterback, but I don't think Mac Jones is the biggest issue for the New England Patriots. I know Bill Belichick does like Lamar, though. I don't know if that's going to happen, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We just talked about Dak. I was asked about Mac Jones, but when we come back on the other side, I'm going to give you a top six list of the NFL teams that absolutely need a quarterback. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Brief Productions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.